Tampa City Council members today discussed when they might see some of the federal stimulus money that will soon be making its way to the Sunshine State. Mark Huey is the economic and urban administrator for the City of Tampa. He said he receives 3 to 4 emails a day with new information and interpretation on how the funds will impact the redevelopment of the city.
Essentially, there are two funnels, basic funnels, in which this funding might reach our community. One is through existing federal pipelines, if you will. For example, this week it was announced that the city will receive an extra $1 million in CDBG funding. That's an existing program. They're going to put more funding into that pipeline, and some of that might help our redevelopment areas. Then part of the stimulus will be issued through more of a competitive grant process. The information about those and the rules about those are not presently available, but as that information is made known, we are tracking it and it involved.
Huey said he's involved with a citywide interdepartmental task force to track the funding process. But Councilman Thomas Scott had a simple question for him.
Are we aware what funding is going to come directly to the City of Tampa and in what amount?
Huey said he did not have any information at this present time.
So this will be an ongoing discussion that we'll be having over many months as more information is available.
I just know that a lot of cities, Madam Chair, a lot of cities put in for a lot of money for a lot of things. And I mean, they get money for policemen and firemen. And I'm saying, what are we getting?
Earlier this week, it was announced that Tampa would receive $2.5 million for community development and homeless prevention from the stimulus package, with the city using $1 million for its community development block grant program. Councilwoman Mary Mulhern said she had recently read that Florida is one of the lowest states per capita in the country regarding the stimulus package.
I think Chairman Scott makes a good point that if we're asking, you're not going to get anything if you're not asking for it. So we need to start figuring out what we want and asking for it. And I think, you know, we don't have to just wait and see what they're going to give us, because they're not going to give us anything unless we ask for it, and specifically what we ask for.
Mulhern also said she was excited upon learning that activist and green jobs advocate Van Jones has just joined the Obama administration as a special advisor for green jobs, enterprise, and innovation. The councilwoman said that the city of Tampa need to act to get some of those green jobs, preferably in a community redevelopment area such as East Tampa.
So here we have somebody in the White House whose purpose is to create jobs, specifically green collar jobs. And that is one of the goals of this administration. And it should be, I think, maybe adopted as one of our goals as a CRA, is to put forward plans for green collar jobs.
Picking up on Mulhern's direction, Councilwoman Lina Salcena said she wanted to have Mark Huey work towards getting a solar manufacturing plant to locate in East Tampa.
We've got land, we've got tax breaks, and that's exactly what we need to be doing. And I feel like the city has been rather, has not been as creative as we might be in terms of looking at the things. I know that we've already given our list of shovel-ready jobs, but these other things that are part of the stimulus package are things that we need to be a little more creative in going after, but we need to be very imaginative and go after those dollars for our community.